Candidates are making their final pitches to voters ahead of Turkey's presidential and parliamentary elections. The incumbent, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is facing an opposition alliance led by Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in an extremely tight race. We have Hashim Ahelbara, who's joining us now live from the National Alliance Opposition Rally in Ankara. Hashim, over to you.
Darin, as the campaign gets into the final stage, this is one of the last rallies by the opposition coalition, which is the Nation Alliance. And joining me to talk about the environment, what's happening, and the promises made in the past by the opposition is Mr. Ali Babacan, who was former foreign minister, former deputy prime minister. In 2020, he established DEVA Party, which is the Democracy and Progress Party. You're part of the opposition coalition. Less than 48 hours before the vote, what are your chances?
Well, greetings from Ankara, my hometown. This is the last rally of our coalition, and we are moving towards elections of Sunday, which will be a big win and big victory for democracy, because we are pro-democracy and we will win it.
The presidential candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, said that if he wins the election, there's going to be a reset of foreign policy. They will reverse the decisions made in the past by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, particularly when it comes to the US and the EU. You were a former top negotiator with the EU. What does that mean?
Well, it means consistency in foreign policy. It means foreign policy based on mutual national interests. It means foreign policy based on common values like humanity, like fundamental rights and freedoms. Turkey is a part of NATO. We are allies in NATO. We are also an accession country to the European Union. So these are very important groupings.
Are you getting any guarantees that if you get elected, you will resume talks with the EU about joining them?
Of course, our target will be EU standards, high economic and political standards of the EU. That is our very clear target. And being a member of the EU depends on mutual political decision, which could be a long way away from now.
Which could definitely take some time. Let me ask you a question, but at the same time, there are concerns, or at least it was interpreted, that that reset of the foreign policy means you won't have very good ties with Vladimir Putin of Russia.
Turkey is a country in the Balkans. Turkey is a country in the Caucasus. Turkey is a country in the Middle East. So we are going to have very good relations with a very large geography. Mm-hmm. Our relations will be based on common interests, mm-hmm. meaning political and economic interests, and we believe in cooperation. Okay. Cooperation is going to be a key word. Of course, Turkey is a sovereign nation. Of course, Turkey is going to be very sensitive about its national interests, but that does not exclude having good relations with a wide variety of countries, including Russia, of course.
Particularly when it comes to the Middle East, the AK Party has been known for redefining, in a way or another, very strong relations when it comes to the Middle East. And people in the Middle East are pretty much concerned that a win by the opposition means that those relations will be strained in the future.
That's nonsense, because what binds us with the Middle East is culture, is history, and it can never change. So what is going to happen is we are going to make it very easy for people to move between countries. We will make it easy for goods to move easily. And also financing, capital. So free movement of capital, free movement of people, free movement of also ideas is going to be very important. So it means good relations and better relations, but it also means consistency. So the foreign relations of Turkey is not going to be dependent on the mood of one person. It is going to be based on rationality mm-hmm. and consistency.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Ali Babacan. Darin, as you can see, both candidates from both different camps are offering different visions about how to move forward when it comes to Turkey, particularly when it comes to foreign policy. These are exciting moments, extraordinary moments here in Turkey. This could perhaps be one of the tightest races ever in modern history of Turkey. And this explains that perhaps the one who's going to be able to win the hearts and minds of the swing voters, the new 5 million young voters who are going to cast their votes for the first time in these elections, could be the one to win the election. Back to you, Darin.
Thank you so much. Hashim Ahelbara reporting for us from Ankara.